Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to talk about gratitude. So we're doing a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about gratitude. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I want to show my appreciation for all of you. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I am so honored that you do that. You know, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from a heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world, be of service. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us here in the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. And I hope that you find inspiration and little tips and strategies that help you along your entrepreneur journey. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And as you may recall, Biz Bites with Bonnie is a shorter episode, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. And so I try to keep it short, especially this time of year as we head into the holiday season and things just get a little extra busy, I think, then. So if you've got questions, you want to connect, please join me in our Facebook group in Entrepreneur Mastery or on my website at BonnieGressel.com, and I put the links to those below. And I always have free gifts for you, so all the links are on the show page as well. And remember that you can find the show on lots of different podcast directories, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. There's a number of places. The easiest place to find all of those other directories is to go to my website at BonnieGressel.com and then click on the podcast tab, The Holistic Entrepreneur. And that page will have all the icons of all those other directories, and it changes from time to time. But all of that is there for you that you just have to click on the icon, and it will take you to that place. So I always want to remind people that, you know, if you're searching for it, that's probably the easiest way to find it. And if you happen to be on my email list, there's a little change that I'm going to do with sending that out. I have been for the past, year or two, been sending out a message on Tuesday with the links to both my podcast, The Gift of Choice and The Holistic Entrepreneur. And then on Friday, I did an extra message that was sharing something, usually something free, and I called it Sharing Friday. Well, I'm trying to minimize all of the email that we get in our inbox because if you're like me, you get a ton of it. And so I'm combining both of those messages into one message on Wednesday. So it will be the weekly sharing and the weekly podcast links. And I might stick something else in there if I feel like it, but it's just going to be once a week and it's going to be sort of my newsletter, you know, once a week. And that way you will always have something, you know, access to the Sharing Friday, but it's going to be on Wednesday instead. So if you happen to be on my email list, just know that change is coming. I'm not going to change it this week, but I'm going to change it like starting next week. And I will put a note in the newsletter as well that that's going to change. Because I would do want to be cognizant of how precious our time is and how busy we all are, especially as we head into the end of the year stuff. Holidays are in that time. I mean, all kinds of things are going on. So I want to minimize that as much as I can. I was going to make a change after the first of the year, and I thought, you know what? This is a crazy busy time of year, so maybe people would appreciate the change now. Now, if you're not on my email list and you want to be, just, you know, go to BonnieGressel.com and you can sign up for really anything that you sign up for. And you'll get on the newsletter list. And if you want to know when the show airs right away, this show always airs on Tuesday mornings at 3 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock a.m. Central Time. And so if you want to know when that airs, just subscribe in one of the podcast directories like iTunes or iHeartRadio or something like that, and they'll send you a message right away when it airs. So they'll either send you a message or it'll be in your your feed, your library feed when you go to iTunes. So if you want to know right away, just make sure that you subscribe there as well. And if you'd like to get on my email list and you're not already, please do so. And I would love to connect you with you on a more regular basis and share some really cool stuff with you outside of just this podcast. So now, having that all said, let's get into our topic for today, gratitude. You know, it's almost Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., and it reminded me of how important it is to be grateful, whether it's in our regular daily life or whether it's in our business. And not just grateful for what we have, but also what we've learned on this entrepreneur journey, the connections we've made, our email list. If you're a person who, you know, is growing your email list, the relationships and the connections you have with that and being able to nurture that community, you know, building that community, that's something to be grateful for. Our connections on social media, you know, there's so many social media options for us now, but it connects everyone. You know, I know that there's pros and cons to everything, but I love how social media and that sort of thing really connects us to the world, to the globe. And some of you listening might be struggling with your business. And, you know, it's hard to practice gratitude when you're feeling overwhelmed with all there is to do, the lack of not enough money coming in, worrying about sustaining yourself. You know, there are always ups and downs. Even if things are good this month, you know, sometimes it's month to month. It can be feast or famine. You know, we worry about, oh, maybe clients will drop off because you're not going to necessarily have them for a lifetime. You've got to find new ones and things change. Things are always changing. And sometimes it's good for a few months and then you might have a slow period. And so learning everything and getting everything done, getting things on autopilot. Oh my goodness, there's so many things to do that it's hard to feel grateful when there's all this other stuff going on, right? There's the worry and the fear and the stress of that. And then there's all the stuff you have to do, all the stuff you have to learn. And, you know, the automation of everything. I mean, that takes some, you know, learning. There's a learning curve to that. But you don't want to have to spend your time redoing, you know, so it's important to do that autopilot piece. And, you know, whether you're going from one-on-one clients to group or, you know, whatever it is, there's always something new, right? In the beginning, there's so much to learn to set up. But even if we have a fine-oiled machine going already, there's still ups and downs. So know that you are not alone. This is kind of the way it is. And, you know, we always hear about the highlight reels. We hear about the successes in people, but we don't often hear about all the stuff that it took to get there. Well, know that everyone has that stuff. Everybody has difficult times. Everybody's got struggles, especially in the beginning. So know that you're not alone. Last year, I interviewed a seven-figure entrepreneur who was telling me on the interview, we still have ups and downs. I mean, we're just bigger. It's just bigger stuff now. It's just bigger worries about being able to pay a staff of, you know, 30 people, being able to pay the larger expenses because his business has grown to seven figures. That doesn't mean that there's not those difficult times and ups and downs in income. So one surefire way, I truly do believe this, to get more of what you want is to focus on what you want and to be grateful for what you have. So that's kind of where we're coming to this gratitude piece. I mean, I think it's good to have a gratitude practice every day. And it should be ongoing, really, but taking time to do something with it every day. So take time, and this is your homework for this week, to kind of get you started on this. Take a few minutes and think of or write it down. I mean, there's power in words, so if you can take the time to write this down, it's even better. But make a list of all you have accomplished, all the connections you have cultivated, you know, all the new people that you've met this past year, the opportunities that have come to you, what you've learned, and be grateful for how far you've come. Write all those things down, or at least think about them, and practice gratitude. Be grateful. And don't forget to be grateful for you. You know, because none of this would be possible if you weren't here, right? So be grateful for the person you have become. All of our life experiences make us who we are today. And I always say there are no accidents. So everything in our experience is there for a reason. Everything on your path is there for a reason to put you in a different place, to learn a lesson, to whatever. But be thankful for what is. So if you're struggling, I think it's super important to practice gratitude because that's going to help you get out of that. And if you're not, then it's just a good maintenance thing to do, to just be grateful each and every day. As much as you can do it, really, the more the better. So that's your homework for this week. And that's my suggestion for you this week on Biz Bites with Bonnie, is to don't forget about the simplicity of gratitude. I mean, it seems like it's so simple. It's not like learning something new or whatever, but it's so critical. It's so important, especially when things are not going well. That's when you really need it the most. And that's when it's the hardest to do, right? That's when it's the hardest. We feel overwhelmed by all those other things. But I tell you, you are going to be amazed at the miracles that happen when you come from that place of thankfulness, of appreciation. So that's my tip for you this week on Biz Bites with Bonnie. And I will be back next week and I will see you then. Remember, no one does what you do in the way that you do it. You are special. You are unique. And this is your journey. Enjoy your journey and be grateful.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.